Remember, this is a word that you should always keep in mind. If it wasn't for the for Uncle Tom, there wouldn't be Uncle Sam.
That's not right.
They took these potential individuals from the communities here around the United States. They probably figured out Washington, D.C. will pick 10 of them from Washington, D.C. New York will pick 12. Los Angeles, 15. Houston, Detroit, Chicago. Wherever there's a potential of movement in the right direction, we have to divert them and we have to domesticate this African American community, because they know the only ones who understand them here in the United States is the African American community. Let's be out front about this. Our brothers, I know, I'm familiar with the brothers who come from overseas. I lived overseas for 11 years. I know the way they think. And they, our brothers here who preceded me, were very much online. They come over here, these brothers, with the Islamic education that they have, and they think. And some of them are even convinced beyond any approach. They're convinced that, yeah, this American system is open. You can find justice here. You can achieve your goals. And some of them even went to the extent of saying that the Constitution of the United States is an Islamic document. Are they going to fool anyone? It doesn't take an education. You don't have to go to fancy universities to understand what the nature of this system is.
Check that
if
out.
These brothers who are making these type of high-ringing statements, if they just go, just invite them, say, let's go to Southeast Washington, D.C. Let's walk together, go into the stores, watch the people, just observe. That's all you have to do. Don't shut your eyes or ears. Keep them open. But just take a stroll with me down these places that are infested with crime, with drugs, with problems, with everything the system has implanted there to keep these people from just living normal lives. We want you to open your eyes just for a few days to see reality as it is. But no, they say, no, wait a minute, you know, we feel sorry. I mean, we have also slums in these places in our own countries. If they come from the Middle East, they can quote for you different slums in different cities. And we have, this is a human condition and a human problem. Oh yeah, but look, you said the U.S. Constitution is an Islamic document. But where is there another country in the world in which you say its constitution or its laws or its ideological system is part of scripture, is God's word? You're not saying this about Egypt, the Egyptian government. You're not saying it about the Syrian government, the Iraqi government, etc. But you're saying it about the United States government. But they don't want to live the conflict. So let us put them aside. Why should you and I be bothered with these? They have to wake up. Hopefully now, part of what is happening is a wake-up call for them. We don't know. Some of them are really leaving in a deep coma. There might not be anything that could wake them up. You can drop an atomic bomb, literally, in their area, and they're still in this coma. God bless America. That's what they'll tell you. And then they'll decorate the whole statement with an ayah and a hadith. And you think this is an Islamic statement.
Yeah.
This issue of evil that the United States foreign policy and internal policies. Now, I mean, when you read the newspapers, this is becoming the draconian measures that they've taken. It's becoming like a totalitarian state.
Yes.
They're right now tightening up the information. Mm-hmm. They don't want information. Just recently, a couple of days ago, they said on the internet, they want all of these government departments and agencies not to put any type of information that can be used. Before, everyone used to put this information, said, you know, it's impossible to use this type of information to somehow build weapons of destruction. But now, they are saying anything can be used, so don't put these things out. Where's the information like? They're right now afraid to speak normally. They are afraid to express themselves the way they used to express themselves in all of these years. Why? Why are they so afraid? This fear has gripped them. Why? Because their masters now are fearing. The Israeli Zionist Jews now are living in a state of panic and fear for the first time. Remember this Sharon, this European. True, these are not Semites. They make this big argument that they are Semites. And anyone who disagrees with them has to become an anti-Semite. No, where'd you get your Semitism from? A few times on campuses here around the United States in the previous years when we were speaking to college student audiences about some issues in the Middle East, here and there, some Jewish Zionist student would pop up from the back of the auditorium and say, "Your presentation was anti-Semite." I looked at him, the person was a perfect European who could have come from anywhere in Northern Europe. Mm-hmm. I said, have you ever looked at yourself in the mirror? And then he paused. He paused for something like a very long minute. And students began to look back at him, and then he said, "Okay, I take back my statement. You are anti-Israel." I said, "Okay, fine." Exactly, I'm anti-Israel. These people, they came here to the United States, they did their homework. These people, meaning the evil minds that crossed the Atlantic with their plans for this new continent and this new world, and this new country with liberty and freedom for all. Is that what it is? Liberty and freedom for all? Yeah, there's liberty and freedom, but for whom? These people came and they set up this gigantic racist factory in the United States. That's what it was. It was a labor institution in the United States. And those who did not fit into their racial and religious figure, you could go and you can work the plantations, you can work the long labor lines. That's your freedom and that's your liberty, and that is called justice for all. And they went on like this, apartheid in the United States. No one called it apartheid. How dare you place apartheid in the United States? Well, that's what it was. I mean, these pictures that you saw, do these pictures make their rounds? Are these pictures ingrained into the public mind around? You probably have to dig up these pictures, and these pictures are going to probably become an endangered species. Because they don't want traces of their crimes to be presented in public. Of course, if there was one of them who engineered a Holocaust to some of them, then they have a Holocaust museum. And then schools in the nation bring their students to the Holocaust museum to see gas chambers and to see this and that. But we ask, where is the Holocaust Museum for what happened, yes, sir, to people here in this country?